Fire in the hole.
The year 2003 marks the start of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial. So what's become of the woods, waterways, prairies, and towns the famous explorers traversed on their quest for the fabled Northwest Passage?
1, 2, 3.
To find out, we asked producer Barrett Golding to bicycle the trail and bring back portraits of people along the way.
Now that's the way we rigged up.
One fellow he met is Lewis Butler, a retiree from Hanford in eastern Washington, which once produced weapons-grade plutonium. But now the mission of the plant is to clean up its own radioactive waste.
I'm Lewis Butler from Yakima. That's my daughter, Peggy. She's from Yakima. And this is my little grandson, Caleb. And we're trying to catch a few catfish. Caught two. They're right there on the stringer if you want to see them. I'm retired. I retired from Hanford. Yeah. Everything worked around radiation and never, I done that, whatever they wanted me to do. It was just a pretty nice bunch of people to work with. It wasn't a bad job. A lot of times we had to get down and lay down a ditch and dig ditches around the pipes that had radiation in it, but they put lead on it to try to bring it down to as normal as they could. They were pretty safety up there. There's a good bunch of people. Yeah, that stuff potent. When they'd open them big lids, wind would blow and get some of it out. Then we'd go around and gather up the tumbling weed, the pitchfork and gloves on and everything. Then we'd pile them up and burn them. And the ashes were just as strong after you'd burn them as it was before. They dressed as good as they could. We'd dress each other. We'd wear two pair of gloves and two suits of clothes. And sometimes we'd have to wear a mask if we was in a zone that was pretty hot. I don't talk about too much what they make. Kind of a secret. And that's about all I know. Yeah, we're trying to enjoy ourselves, and she works all the time, and I help take care of the house and outside and help the rest of my kids. Yeah,
there's four generations right here.
Yeah, when we leave, you won't see no paper, nothing laying around here like you do in a lot of places. Most of the people is trying to clean up and everything, but there's a lot of them that goes fishing and leaves more junk than they take.
I don't like junk.
But we don't. And we're trying to teach the little ones to be the same way, where they'll have something when they get big.
Barrett Golding's portraits of the Lewis and Clark Trail are part of Hearing Voices, funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more audio, images, and interviews from the trail, go to loe.org.